This is Current Radio.
Welcome to the Carousel Radio Show. My name is Tony.
And this is Mrs. Lady Ewan McAdam here.
Hey, that's wrong. We have to rewind the tape back now.
Take two.
This is Carousel Radio.
This show is all about mistakes.
And I'm Christian.
My name is DJ Cranby, aka Fran.
I'm Ewan.
And I'm Stuart.
Welcome to the show!
You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
Hi, my name is Johnny Schachter, and I wrote a story sort of like freeform prose. And it's about a stake, and the title of this poem is Burnt at the Stake. I had a stomach ache. Because I was hungry, I was going to eat a steak. I was going to take a bite out of it, when suddenly it shouted out, "Don't eat me! I'm married and I have kids!" I cried bitterly. It shouted, "Don't cry, I'm now divorced." I said, "You're no longer Mrs. Steak, you are a Miss Steak. Get it? You are a mistake. Ha ha." Then she moaned and groaned and shouted, "Steak is good for the bones." Harry asked me, "How did you find your steak?" I replied, "To the left of my French fries." Harry said, "That joke is so funny that I forgot to laugh." The end.
We asked people from carousel events to what's been their funniest and serious mistakes ever.
When I was living in West Twyford in London with my mum, I got stuck in the toilet. The doorknob broke and she ran in the street saying, "Help, help, my son's stuck in the toilet." I had to wait for firemen to rescue me. And I was just waiting for the fireman to come and get me out, and she was shouting in the street, and I found it hilarious.
So they broke down the door?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I fell in the bath and it had cold water in it.
My friend and I decided to start doing pretend karate fighting in the street, and I jumped backwards into an open manhole and fell about 6 feet.
Oh, no.
Down this hole. And amazingly, I was okay.
What's the funniest or silliest mistake you've ever made?
Oh, when I had pizza and didn't have the money to pay for it, that was quite funny. One of the staff had to send it away again.
Did you go to bed really hungry that night?
No, but I was quite upset. I never got my pizza.
My granddad had false teeth, and at night he used to keep them in a cup. He had a dog called Patch. So one night, Patch woke up and got his teeth and started chewing them, and he's chasing around the house with his false teeth.
Oh, no.
He got his teeth back, and then he had to go back to the dentist and say, "Sorry, my dog ate my teeth."
Every time I look at people on Facebook, I think I know them, and then I write to them, then I think, maybe I don't. Yeah, these strangers.
So, friend, the funniest or silliest mistake they've ever made?
When I accidentally broke Cranberry's leg, I was making her dance to accidentally hurt her leg. Mum and my sister had to take her to the emergency vets. They put her leg in plaster.
We got a shower at work.
Right.
And the window was above the loo. To stand and open the window, I slipped and got my foot stuck down the toilet.
Oh no!
And I was locked in. And it took me 10 minutes to get out. It hurt as well.
Oh.
And I was too scared to call for help because I wasn't wearing any clothes because I had just got out of the shower. And I didn't tell anybody for many weeks because I was so embarrassed.
Oh.
So there you are.
Shh, Stuart, can you tell me about any mistakes that you've made?
What happened was I chose to wash my hair, and because there wasn't a proper shampoo for me to use, because we had run out, I had no choice but to use dog shampoo instead.
Did you wash your body in it as well?
No, I didn't actually, just my hair.
Was it shiny then?
Yes, it was. It was quite soft actually, the shiny coat. And then when I came in on the Monday morning, I told my other half, because I told Gail about it, and she laughed her head off. So...
Have you ever used dog shampoo since?
No, I haven't used it since.
Would you if it was in a disguised bottle?
No, I wouldn't ever go there again, ever. I would ever use it again.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about...
mistakes.
Hi, it's Ewan from Carousel Radio, and this is the Fact or Fib feature. These facts or fibs are from the Carousel staff. Did the mistakes really happen, or did they make them up? So this is Fact or Fib number one from Gareth from the Carousel music team. Gareth played some gigs with his band in the French Alps once. When they were driving back home through France, their van broke down, and the band had to spend all the money they earned from the gigs on paying a grumpy truck driver to drive them to the ferry terminal. Is that a fact or a fib?
I reckon fib.
I'll go along with fact just to make sure.
It's a fact. Woo! Oh, yeah. Gareth had forgotten to get breakdown cover for the van, so the band came back to England with no money at all. Oh no, poor Gareth.
Oh, Gareth.
Oh dear. Fact or fib number two. This one is from David from Oscar Bright. David once made a plaster cast of his face for one of his previous jobs working with American children. However, he didn't do it properly, and when he pulled the plaster from his face, he pulled his eyebrows and eyelashes off and ended up with dried plaster blocking up his nose and ears. Oh my, no! Is that a fact or a fib?
I'd say that's a fact.
Fact.
It's a fact. Really? Silly Dave. He had to go to hospital on his second day in America. He was fine, by the way. Oh, that's good to hear. Okay, so it's now over to Dave from Carousel Radio, fact or fib number three.
So, when I went to art college a long time ago, I had enrolled on a media studies course. However, my first 3 days at art college were spent on the wrong course before I realised I was in completely the wrong classroom with the wrong students and the wrong teacher on the wrong course. Is that fact or fib?
I think it's fact.
I think it's a fib.
I think perhaps it's a fib, maybe?
Well, I'm very happy that all of you think wouldn't be so silly as to make such a mistake, but sadly I was. It was a graphic design course that I accidentally went on for 3 days, so had I not ever realised, I'd be in an office doing graphic design right now. So, in fact, all three of the stories were facts. That's just how silly the Carousel staff team can be.
So that was fact or fib, the feature, obviously with no fibs because Dave forgot to put some in. Join us next month when there'll be proper fib or fact.
You've got to make sure there are more fibs because obviously there were lots of facts in there. Honestly, that would have been a mistake if there were no fibs.
Carousel Radio.
Here's some more funny stories that we recorded at the Carousel events.
So what's been the funniest mistake you've ever made, Ricky?
The funniest mistake is that I called my mum a different name. her name is Nikki, I called her Tracy once or twice. She weren't very happy. She goes, my name's not Tracy, my name's Nikki. So she told me to go out of the house and go home. So my ex-girlfriend was Tracy, and I met her just a couple of hours before I went to see my mum, and the name was stuck in my head. So
I was learning how to put blusher on Marks and Spencer's, of all places. And I kind of got a bit happy. And like in the Bridget Jones Diary, she's gone bright red. And I was red all over the face. And it took for the woman in the queue to say, sorry, I think you've used a bit too much blusher. I look like a red tomato.
Jacob set the microwave on fire with cookies in it. And the fire brigade had to come.
I was playing football, and by accident I kicked the ball a bit hard, and there was someone in there having a review, and they heard the glass smash. I was like, oh no, what have I done? I had to pay a lot of money.
It was my friend's party and I decided I wasn't going to walk down the stairs. I was going to fall down her stairs and fall all the way down her stairs and everybody come out and see me at the bottom of the stairs. It was embarrassing.
Was you injured?
No, I was fine.
Well, you know on the bus, yes. And they have those seats that fold down.
Yes.
And when you stand up, they fold back up again.
Yeah.
Well, once I was sitting on one of those seats.
Yes.
And I stood up just to help my child do something. And I sat back down and the seat had flipped up and I fell flat on my bottom on the bus.
Oh no!
And everybody laughed at me and I was really, really embarrassed.
So you remember?
No. Can you
so
picture it?
So you were literally embarrassed because it's not good to be laughed on the bus, is
I
it?
I know, but do you know, actually, no. I thought it was quite funny as well. I thought I must have looked really silly, so I did laugh a bit too. And that's the biggest mistake I've ever made.
Okay, my funniest mistake. This was in 1996. I'm a DJ and I have DJed all over the world and I used to run a record shop in Paris and I got a gig in a really amazing chateau just outside Versailles, which is where Louis XIV used to live outside Paris in a beautiful place, lovely chateau. It was a medieval kind of theme party and my mistake was this DJ set, I got so drunk that I couldn't remember what I did and I woke up on the roof.
What?
The next morning. In 35 degrees of heat with a medieval costume on, I woke up and I had no idea where I was, what town I was in. I wasn't sure what country I was in for quite a while. Nothing to drink except a can of boiling hot flat Scotch and Coke next to me to drink. So I drank it, climbed down off the roof, and none of the rest of the party was there. All the sound system had gone, everything had gone, everybody had cleared out, and I had to go to a phone box and start making phone calls and find out where I was and what was going on. That's my story of my greatest mistake. The last thing I remember is a medieval banquet. And my girlfriend was in a huge medieval outfit with this great big long skirt. And the last thing I remember was being out in the grounds of the chateau with her, standing in a boggy part of the grounds, which was like a swamp. And she was stood on my shoulder. She was sitting on my shoulders because she didn't want to get the dress dirty or anything. And I remember, all I can remember was standing there with her on my shoulders and I was crying.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
What the hell is that?
What's that sound? What's that sound?
It's What's That Sound on Carousel Radio, and it's the Mistakes Show. So all these different sound effects are clues to mistakes that have happened on real live radio shows. Genuine mistakes, things that have gone wrong. So listen to the sound effect and think what could have happened on that particular show. The contestants for this show is Ewan.
Hello.
Fran.
Hello.
And Stuart.
Hello.
Here we go with sound effect number one. I'll play it again. Think about where you hear this in radio or television and why you often hear this sound.
A swear box.
Okay.
I've seen people swear on air. They use that to stop people from swearing anyway.
Fran.
Is it when the BBC channel finishes at night?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. That is the sound that Channel 4 used to broadcast, I think, when their show's finished for the night at whatever time in the morning. But actually, Stuart was correct. It's to block out some swearing. So when rock band Rage Against the Machine played a live session on BBC Radio 5 Live a few years ago, one of their songs had an incredibly bad swear word in the chorus. That swear word appears about 12 or 14 times in the whole song, and they broadcast that swear word live. In the end, they had to stop the song halfway through. Basically, the BBC played a song with really bad swearing in over the airwaves to millions of people. So that's what that sound effect refers to. So Stuart, you have 1 point. Very well done. So our next sound effect is coming up. Have a close listen to this one.
Someone opening something and eating it.
Well, you did hear something in a bottle. What in a bottle or container makes that sort of rattly noise?
Would you say it's not a message?
What sort of message are you in?
Could be sending out an SOS, sending out an SOS.
Possibly.
That was the sound of pills, medication tablets in a bottle.
Oh.
Because on Sydney's popular radio station 2UE, presenter Jessica van der Vende, supposedly after a very heavy night out the evening before, actually was sick halfway through the travel report on her radio show. So Ewan's face is an absolute picture. You're disgusted, aren't you, Ewan? Not a very nice mistake to make, is it? Okay, so this is the third sound effect. Fran?
Children laughing.
Well, it's laughter. So what do you think could have happened on a radio show which was a mistake to do with laughter?
I don't laugh at mistakes.
Yeah, I think, Fran, you've come pretty close. I'm going to give you a point. Miss Mistake refers to a BBC radio presenter called Evan Davis, who was reading a story about MPs trying to claim expenses, and one MP tried to claim expenses for a house for his ducks, and it made him laugh so much, and we call that corpsing in radio, where you were laughing you're not supposed to. We couldn't stop, and someone else had to read the rest of the story out. He was laughing on air. It became quite a famous clip in 2009, actually. So, well done. So we've got Stuart and Fran on a point each. And this is the last sound effect.
I'm a little bit drunk, I'm a little bit drunk, because I'm drinking, drinking, drinking. I'm a little bit drunk, I'm a little bit drunk, because I'm drinking, drinking, drinking.
Might be a lady from another, not a BBC show, is it?
Yes, keep going, Ewan. You're on the right tracks.
Oh, God.
Is it Victoria Derbyshire?
It's not, no. The lady's name that the clip refers to is called. She's called Paula White, and she is a presenter on BBC Radio Stoke. Can anyone tell me what her mistake might have been?
She was drinking.
Yes. Yeah, so Paula White, who's a BBC Radio Stoke presenter, on her last ever show, she decided to have a few drinks before she took to the air. And she was very drunk and she was slurring her words and doing all sorts of mad things in the studio. And she told listeners she was ready to have a party on her final show. And she was replaced by a different presenter after half an hour because she couldn't do it.
I'm a little bit drunk, I'm a little bit drunk.
Drunky, I'm so drunk.
I don't want the Carousel Radio team to get any ideas about bringing alcohol into our shows. I think that would be bad. Ewan, you actually said, was it a BBC show? And you were right. So I'm going to give you a point. So in fact, you've each ended up with a point each.
Oh.
So it's a complete draw. So well done, everyone. And there'll be another What's That Sound quiz on next month's Carousel Radio. Thank you very much.
Here is a sketch from the Carousel Punchlines comedy project.
Luke, what did you eat last night?
I may have eaten a few girls last night.
And what did you have with them?
Lots of blood dripping out of their guts.
Oh, that's nice. And did you eat anything else last night?
I may have eaten a few rabbits.
And why did you eat them?
I'll tell you why, because I was a really big werewolf.
Oh, is that why there's all that blood round your mouth?
Yes, and I might
eat you for dinner. Why would you want to do that?
Because it looks so
tasty
and delicious to me.
No, you don't, because I have lots of friends who are werewolves.
You haven't got any friends because I ate them
last night as well.
And was very hungry. Very, very
hungry indeed.
You're next on the menu. And I think I might start eating you now.
So, this is just a sketch, isn't it?
This is not a sketch. This is for real. And you're next
on the menu. Oh dear, I think I'm in trouble here.
That's the end of the show. Thank you to Johnny Schachter, our resident poet. And thank you to everyone that told us their mistakes. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.